Greetings. This is Brother Steve again. Just continuing a little bit with the thought that I was following along last time, the thought of persecution and rejoicing in persecution. You know, there's an interesting thought in the scripture, an interesting, like Jesus said in Matthew 5, that when we are persecuted for righteousness' sake, we should leap for joy. Or actually, I guess that's in Luke that it talks about being that leap for joy, but in Matthew 5 it says rejoice and be exceeding glad. And so there's a thought there that there's, with persecution, there's actually joy. And then we also see that lived out in the lives of Peter and John. When they were persecuted, they were brought before the council, and then eventually they were beaten there, and told that they shouldn't speak in that name again. And as they left, as they walked away from that scene, they were rejoicing because they were counted worthy to suffer for the name of Jesus. And we see that throughout the scripture in different places. And, you know, even in my own life, I have to say that the times of the greatest difficulties was the times when I also experienced the greatest joy in my Christian life. I'm going to continue reading here in the Gospel of John, chapter 16, starting in verse 19. Do ye inquire among yourselves of that I said, a little while and ye shall not see me, and again a little while and ye shall see me? Verily, verily, I say unto you that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for joy that a man child is born into the world. And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice. Your joy no man taketh from you. Jesus keeps talking, speaking this throughout these verses, throughout these chapters, about a joy or a peace. He says in one place, I think it's in chapter 15, that, maybe that's in chapter 14. He talks about, now I can't even find it, but it talks about my peace I give unto you, not as the world give unto you, let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Yes, it's chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And so Jesus is giving something here that is deeper than anything that the world has to offer. verse 22 in chapter 16 again. Your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. He's giving us a joy that is it's not possible for somebody to take it from us. It's not like the joy that the world has with material riches and things like that, that is possible for someone to lose or to be taken from them. Nor is it the joy that, somebody might have, you know, who's intoxicated and just feeling high on drugs or alcohol, which only lasts for a little bit, and then they go into a deep depression. But Jesus gives us something that lasts and something that no man can take away from us. And the same way with the peace. And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, 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 I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. At that day ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me, and have believed that I came from God. I came forth from the Father, and am come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. I'm going to jump down to Verse 32, behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, shall leave me alone, and yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. And there that whole idea comes out again, where it's talking about, in me ye might have peace. Speaking of in Jesus. And again, it's that peace that the world cannot touch, the world cannot take away. There's an inner settled peace that always dwells with my soul. And it says, in the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. And then he goes into chapter 17, and I'm not going to go into that, but where his high priestly prayer, praying that we might be one, we might be unified, we might all be of one mind and one heart. But may it be an encouragement to us that Jesus has warned us of these things. He told us that these things will happen. And he also told us, you know, he gave us the greatest promise ever there, the promise of that comforter that's going to come. So he wants to give us joy in our hearts. Before that, you know, it was all mostly external as far as the Old Testament is concerned. But in the New Testament, we have the Spirit of God within us, and he can change things from within. We have peace that is within. We have a joy that is within. We have a love that is within. And therefore, it cannot be touched by the world and everything that surrounds us. So I think I'm going to leave it at that, and just want to wish you the Lord's blessings and his peace to rest upon your lives.